Gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
It's Tuesday, it's Community Connections with me, Dave Chan-Smith, and that means one thing, we are talking to Claire, the garden editor. All right, Claire, you're on the telephone, you're on the line there.
Hello, Dave. I'm very cheery today. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Thanks for joining me today.
Not a problem. I'm very happy because it's been dry the last couple of days.
Hasn't it?
And it's just been so wet.
It's been lovely.
I'm just really enjoying it. It's been really nice. Bring it here.
Yeah, Sunday was nice, wasn't it? It was quite nice, Sunday.
Yeah, I even got to garden my own garden. It was so exciting. It was really, really lovely. Yeah. So there we are.
Okay, right. What are we talking about today then, Claire?
So it's spring. Everyone's itching to get out into their gardens, mm-hmm. but quite often people go out into their gardens and just feel really sad. And my inbox and my DMs on social media are full of people at this time of year saying, I just feel overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. We've all got busy lives. We've got work commitments, family commitments, all sorts of things pulling on our time and energy. So I thought today we will just do top tips for how to tackle gardening when you just feel overwhelmed by it.
Okay, all right. How many tips have you got?
Oh, now you know me so well. I always write down my tips. I think there's five, so we'll keep it quite brief.
Okay, do you want to start from the first one, or do you want to start backwards?
Oh, now you're testing me. So the first thing I was going to say is keep it real. We see lots of stuff on social media or in other people on TV of these amazing gardens which just look immaculate, and the dissonance between what we are presented with and what we see when we open our back door or we look at our front garden or our windowsill can be really dispiriting. But please, please remember, these things which are put out on the TV or on social media might well have an army of professional gardeners or volunteers. They might have spent a lot of time and money making it look like that. So it's highly curated what you're being presented with. So please don't feel despondent that your garden isn't up to scratch at all. It's not fair to compare, but our brains kind of try and trick us into comparing those things, but it's not real life. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by your garden, Dave?
Yeah, well, sometimes I watch some programmes on TV and I think, oh, that'd be really nice to have my garden looking like that or whatever. And then I think to myself, it's nice like that, but what does it look the week after? Or the month after, because unless you keep on top of it, it doesn't take long for it to just, you know, go down the toilet, really, does it?
Indeed, and I would like to go and see a lot of these garden makeover programs. I'd like to go back and see them in 2 years' time, to be honest, and see what they look like then. Anyway, that's beside the point. So point one is keep it real. We have busy lives. We can only fit in gardening when there's space in the brown bin, when there's space in our diaries, when we've got time, when the weather's okay. So, you know, first tip is just, let's get rid of those unhealthy expectations of what a garden should look like. So tip two is a really basic one, but it's a simple one which works. Break it down. Do one or two simple things. Don't try and feel you have to, quote, fix your garden in one day, because you'll kill yourself or you'll do your back in.
Yeah. Well, yeah, sometimes you I think if you look at your garden after sort of winter, you think, oh, I've got this to do, I've got that to do, I've got this to do, I've got that to do.
Yeah.
And because it's so much, you just think, I won't do it. But
won't
I suppose if you go
out
and just think, all right, I'm just going to go and, like, for example, clear the leaves up. And if you have a really productive time doing that, you think, oh, I'm out here now, I may as well just do this as well while I'm here. And
exactly. So my top tip is set a timer. Just say, I'm going to garden for 10 minutes.
3 minutes. 3 minutes.
10 minutes. 3 minutes. Yeah.
Or how many? Long how many minutes? 10.
10 or 3, or just even take a cup of tea outside.
And just turn around and walk back in.
Yes. So with some of my clients, what I say is, if you have a favourite podcast, listen to it while you're doing the garden. So I have one which I really, really like listening to, but I'm only giving myself permission to listen to it while I'm out in the garden. So I don't necessarily need to be gardening, just need to be outside. And you know what? Before too long, I've tied up a little corner, I've done a bit of weeding. You can get a lot done in 5 minutes, 3 minutes, just can tackle some weeds. So
what people could do, they could download this episode, couldn't they, and listen to that while they do the garden. That's like 15 minutes or so, that'd be all right.
Exactly, exactly. And there's the whole back catalogue. And I promised you, we pretty much keep it under 20 minutes, don't we? So, you know, that's, yeah, we totally do. Unless I get out of hand.
Unless you start waffling.
I know. I just get so excited. So, yeah, so set a timer and just do one thing. Don't feel you have to do everything. Just do one thing and you'll be side. And that will really give you kind of an impetus. Okay. Next tip, decide where and when you're going to spend your energy. It's really tempting to think, I've got this bit to do with the garden and this bit and that bit. But if you kind of spread yourself too thin, you'll just end up with lots of bit of the garden half done. And that just means you'll just feel even more despondent and more like giving up. So my top tips are focus on things you see most often. Quite often that is your front door. So quick top tip, two big pots, put in an evergreen like a lavender, frame it with some bulbs and some low summer perennials, and you've done one thing and it will last all year long. Okay. But it means your front door is, quote, done. So a front door or your view from your back window of your kitchen, that's another classic view. Don't try and think, oh, I'll sort out that really tricky bit right at the back out of the way. No one's going to see it. You know, you could spend all your days down there and it won't change how you feel quite often when you're looking out your window.
Okay. Do you know what? I'm going to put some of your tips to the test, I think.
I think you should, yeah. Well, I'd love to hear how they work, or if they don't, or if other people have got other tips, because, you know, this is not the gospel of how to deal with garden overwhelm. It's just what I've learned over the years. Yeah. So, yeah, just deciding not to do certain areas. One of my clients is having some building work done at the moment. They know they want to sort out the front garden, which is just looking like a tip. But they've come up with a great idea, which is they're just going to put wildflower meadow seeds down in the summer because it's really poor soil. They might just get a few flowers. That's fine. That's just, you know, two quid on some seed, shove it down, don't bother watering them, see what happens. But, job you know, done. Deciding where and how to spend your money and time is a good idea.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Next tip, work out what you already have before thinking you can shop your way out of the problem. This is, again, if you're slightly keen on gardening, you might think, oh, it's March, April, I should get myself down the garden centre and get myself some nice new plants. You might be surprised by what you have already in your garden that might just need to be repotted or pruned or shaped to make it look at its best. So don't always think you have to spend money and to try and shop your way through the garden overwhelm. Nothing like a nice new plant, that's lovely, or a new pot. You can do a lot with what you've already got, and that saves your pennies, saves the environment. It kind of means you can upcycle as much as you can. Always have a look around, see if there's something you can use before going and buying new. Next top tip, this is one which I really love, clear out the clutter. You know that end of winter garden feeling, and you look out the back and there might be some old pots out the way which might have fallen over, bits of broken plastic,
a couple of bits of plastic bags that have flown over from the wind we've
exactly.
had.
Exactly. Yeah. If you've got a dog like me, any number of half-eaten toys which are just kind of
couple of tennis balls flying around. Yeah, that's right.
Tennis balls, bits of moss attached to them, endless amounts of rubbish. Just get a bin liner. So just do it as a 5-minute task. Just clear out the clutter. If it's really bad, get a skip. You'll be surprised just by doing like a tidy as if it was your kitchen or another area of your room, just getting rid of the stuff. You don't have to look out of your kitchen window of a whole pile of sad pots. If you need to keep the pots, brilliant, but just put them out of your eye. You don't need to look at them. You don't need to kind of have them cluttering up your views around the back of a shed. Another top tip, you know, just put them somewhere where you just can't look at them. Clearing it out, the clutter.
Yeah, I like that idea. Put it behind the back of the shed.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's your space. You don't have to have everything on display all at
once. If you haven't got a shed, you could just dig a hole and bury it, couldn't you?
You could, or you could create what we would call a dead hedge, which is where you get all your bits of old branches, stack them up, and behind that you can hide any manner of things. You can have a compost heap, you could have your pot amnesty area, you could have just your bits and pieces, the stuff that you just aren't quite sure what to do about.
Keep it outside.
Exactly. Out of sight, out of mind is a great way.
Okay.
Next one, you'll laugh, bearing in mind it's been so wet. I did this on Sunday and I loved it. Jet wash your patio. get the jet washer out.
I can't stand doing that. Oh, do you know, that's one job I cannot, I hate it. Hate
really?
It. Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting. Did you know you can find videos on YouTube of people jet washing patios and lots of people just like watching them?
Don't, because my wife watches that.
No, that's not yours.
My wife watches that, and I'm thinking, I mean, she watches some rubbish on YouTube, but that's one of them. And I'm like, really?
I love this is what the internet was invented for, that
was.
We could watch
videos. Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Why bother watching normal TV when you can watch people jet wash there and tidy up gardens?
Yeah, but seriously, normally it does use a bit of water. So, you know, obviously we're trying to save the pennies, but I realised I hadn't jet washed my patio in 5 years. It got actually a bit mouldy and slippy and actually a bit dangerous.
Because on our patio, we've got a lot of black spot.
Yes. Yeah. So a jet wash can get rid of that. There is also an organic spray-on cleaner you can get, which is called Moss Off or something like that, and that will get rid of those as well. It breaks down. It's quite neutral. You can get more kind of
corrosive
pesticide-y
stuff.
Those type of things. But that's another thing. You know, again, just make sure what you've got looks good, and so just giving everything a bit of a clean down. Or, you know, if you've got pots, you might find they've been spattered by mud up the side and all the rest of it. Again, 10-minute cleanup of that doesn't take a lot of effort. It takes a bit of effort to get out there and think of doing it. But,
takes a bit of effort setting the jet wash up, though, doesn't it?
Yes, that is true. It was not my best moment, I have to say. There was me, there was extension cables.
That's right.
There was a bit of how does it all work? Yeah. And I might have accidentally squirted at a window, if not at my dog at one point, but
that's not fair. Did you not get to the point where you was thinking, where's that hose connector gone? Because I took that off last year and I put that somewhere safe.
Well, I did do that, my normal thing, which is I do put the hoses inside the garage in winter just in case you have a frost. But of course, one of the hoses is really old and rubbish. Yeah. The other one is good. Which one did I attach first of all? It was the old one. So, yeah, water leaks everywhere. So yeah. But, you know, if you can get it to work and if it's not something which is personally abhorrent to you like it is for you, Dave, it sounds like your wife would be a perfect candidate for jet washing.
But she does. She does do the job. But I have to set it up and I have to break it down and pack it away, which is the worst thing, because
I see, so you don't get the fun of it.
Well I did try and do it, but because of my blindness I can't do it, and if I don't do it well, then that's it. Do you know what I mean? If it doesn't tick that box, no, give it here, let me do it scenario. So I always pull the short straw of having to get it all out, plug it all in, and then pack it all up, which I don't mind doing, but then packing it all away, all the electric cables knotted and twisted and the hose pipes all wrapped around here, and oh dear, it's just it's a nightmare, absolute nightmare, my worst.
I swear as ever you're reading my notes, Dave, because my next tip is get help, get someone else in,
pay someone either, to do it
exactly. So either
you
get your friends round and say, can you just help me sort out my garden? I feel really overwhelmed. I will pay you in tea and cake or whatever.
I can come over
to yours and we can do it. Yeah. You know, have a catch up with your mates. It's a really good thing for our mental health. And, you know, just connecting. You know, invite a friend over and say, it's jet wash time. I hate putting the thing away together. Come on over.
Well, funny you should say that, Chloe. I was going to invite you over for a cup of tea and a bit of cake.
No, I was joking.
I wanted you to come over and jet wash me patio for me.
I would seriously like to do that. We should talk about that.
Okay, all right.
So,
that's another day.
Either get some friends and family in, or, you know, if you are struggling and your garden is just too big, you can always advertise, if you feel it's safe to do so, on local social media to say, you know, does anyone want to, you know, have a bit of my garden? You know, quite often young people are struggling with outdoor spaces. They might not have anywhere if they're renting, but if they want to grow their own. And sometimes people have paired up and said, the garden's too big for me to manage. You know, if you want to come in and grow some veggies on an area, you're welcome to do so. So, you know, think about that.
Okay.
So
yeah,
either friends and family, or get someone in and pay them. Either someone who's going to come and help you do the maintenance, or someone who can help you kind of scale things back or work out what your priorities are.
Yeah, absolutely.
But sometimes just thinking, you don't have to do this all on your own.
No. Okay.
It's a good way.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, That's it. And then my final tip is just keep it real. It's just back to tip one. Keep it real. Accept there will be failure along the way. You don't have to fix everything. Gardening is part of life. There's ups and downs, et cetera, et cetera. But just tackling it little by little and asking for help, and just do the easy things. Do things which are going to make you feel good about your garden before tackling the really hard, big stuff. And just break it down and, you know, don't think it's all like the perfect stuff we see on social media.
As usual, Claire, another very, very useful episode for the Garden Editor today. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
But before you go, I do need to know what your song is today.
Oh, yes. So this is one of my favourite songs, and it is a bit melancholy, but I think it's a classic of its genre. And so my track today, to get us in the mood, to help each other out with our gardens, is Everybody Hurts by REM.
OK, and your bonus point for two, can you tell me the year that it was released?
Oh, I want to say 94.
OK. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I just thought I'd ask you. I don't know, actually. I'd have to ask. I'd have to look it up.
People will tell us, I'm sure.
Okay. All right. Well, we won't see you next week, but we'll see you the week after.
Deeper.
Won't we? And I've got to say, have a good Mother's Day this weekend. Come in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I had completely forgotten, but I surely will. Thank you very much.
I'm sure you'll be pampered all day.
Oh, I'm sure I will. And I wish you luck with your jet washing conundrums. And I'm sure if you phone a pal and make a date with someone just for catch up, I'm sure they'd be more than happy to sort out that cable for you.
Yeah, that's right. If you see my number on your phone, just don't decline that call, will you? All right?
Not at all.
All right. Thanks for joining me, Claire. All the best. Have a good day. Have a good week. Bye.
Bye.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio.